With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Department of Education Services says it's responding after a student was found with a knife on a school bus heading to Red Bay Primary. Officials have launched an internal investigation, are contacting those affected, and say support services, including counseling, are being put in place. DES says it's working closely with the school to reassure families and staff. Cayman's tourism minister says it will not be business as usual for the cruise industry, even with more ships and more money on the horizon. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
Tourism and Trade Minister the Honorable Gary Ruddy says cruise growth is only part of the picture and that his ministry is reshaping the sector around four pillars, which include training Caymanians and improving the visitor experience. He told Finance Committee this week he does not intend to simply maintain the status quo.
I won't pretend the road ahead will be easy. There's a lot to fix and even more to create. I will not stand here and claim to have all the answers, but I do have a clear vision for success and the determination to leave our industry better than I found it.
Mr. Ruddy says cruise tourism's real value lies in how spending turns into local training, jobs, and advancement, not just raw passenger numbers. As we reported on Radio Cayman, he is boosting funding for tourism scholarships and training from $1.1 to $1.45 million a year through 2027 to prepare Caymanians for what he calls the jobs of tomorrow in tourism.
Tourism must work for Caymanians, and Caymanians must work in tourism. That principle underpins my approach to training and the ministry's investments in workforce development.
The minister says every initiative and every tourism dollar in the new budget must tie back to growing the industry, training and empowering Caymanians, enhancing the tourism product, and trade diversification. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Stay tuned to Radio Cayman as we continue to break down government's plans for the next two fiscal years. The Cayman Islands National Robotics Team delivered their best showing yet at the first Global Challenge, standing out for their innovative design and teamwork. Mentor Glenda McTaggart says the result reflected months of building and problem solving.
We did really well. We had a great robot that ran well and held up to the endurance over the sort of 3 days of competition.
Team driver Desira Tatum says the judges were wowed by Cayman's approach.
Our robot was actually based off of the bow tie climbing mechanisms that I had. And she was very unique because she had a 5-second time bomb, which means she was able to climb by herself 5 seconds after the game. The judges were just like absolutely blown back by that we climbed every time.
She says the experience was about breaking barriers in the lab and in life.
People always told me like, oh, you don't want to go in engineering. Like, it's so complicated and it's not a woman feel. And I was like, you know what? I want to prove you guys wrong.
With the new Junior Robotics Challenge set for February, Cayman's next generation of innovators is just getting started. For more information, head to mindsinspired.ky. And the Department of Environmental Health says reports of a December bulk waste collection are false. The DEH is reminding the public that the bulk waste pickup is offered only once a year, and that's in May before hurricane season starts. Residents are urged to get information from the DEH's official website or social media and not circulate unverified details online. For more information, head to gov.ky/DEH. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Charles Carroll. Japan's cabinet has approved its largest stimulus package since the COVID pandemic. It's worth more than $130 billion. Japan's new Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, hopes it will reduce inflation by subsidizing energy bills and lowering taxes. Nigerian officials say there's been a mass kidnapping at a Catholic boarding school in Niger State. Residents fear nearly 100 pupils and staff were abducted by gunmen. The European Union's top diplomat has said that the EU will support any plan that brings just and lasting peace to Ukraine after President Zelensky received a draft proposal from the US. Unconfirmed reports say that the proposals are based heavily on Russia's demands. As the COP climate summit enters its final day, the Colombian delegation says more than 30 countries are opposing a draft text because it fails to refer to the phasing out of fossil fuels. The event's organisers in Brazil are under pressure to come up with a text that all delegates can agree on. The United Nations Children's Agency says almost 70 children have been killed in conflict-related incidents in Gaza since the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas took effect last month. UNICEF spokesman said that the child deaths had averaged almost two a day. BBC News.